Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and this is episode 32 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. So this is going to be super short because my phone's on like 2% power. But yesterday I shared that we'd had a death in the family, and today I've been in London all day. I've been visiting my mastermind group, my other family, I suppose, my business family, and we've had a great day talking about our various projects and learning from each other. And I guess the way I feel about it is that when someone dies, you know, their story may stop, but the ripples of it spread outwards, and they're certainly spreading through our family at the moment. And in that way, the stories continue, I guess. And if that seems obvious, I think the closeness of death, the mortality of death, you know, makes it profound, and we forget this every day. I have on my phone a reminder, effectively, that you know, this may happen at any time, and it's part of the Stoic tradition. And that kind of reminder is one of the things that I hope keeps me sort of level. It stops me, or at least I try to stop myself getting too angry at things that aren't worth anger, or, you know, having a crossword or getting upset with people, because you just never know. You know, I saw the person who's gone, I saw 4 days. 5 days before they died, and you know, I'm so glad I saw them, and I left them, you know, when I left them they were okay, and you know, I got a kiss and a hug and a lovely goodbye, and I think that matters. Endings matter, and even if the story ripples on, of course we all face that ultimate end. And I think, you know, in times like this, the few days we've had this week since the person passed away, you're just reminded of the profundity of that and the kind of the certainty of that, I suppose. So what I want to say is thanks for listening, and I'll carry on with the podcast. I'll be back tomorrow, I expect, but I'm recording this on a Friday, so I hope everyone has a lovely weekend, and thanks for listening. This is Nick Warren. This is episode 32 of StoryHacker.tv, because stories mean business and also life.